हरे कृष्णा. मटीरियलिज्म रिक्वायर्स अस टू डिसबिलीव इन आवर ओन एग्जिस्टेंस. समटाइम्स पीपल ऑब्जेक्ट टू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ saying it requires so much faith. Actually, everything requires faith. Even material life requires faith. In fact, materialism, the underlying philosophy of material life, requires a far more unreasonable faith than spirituality. What is the faith that materialism requires? The faith that we ourselves don't exist. Because according to materialism, matter is all that exists. And matter itself is not conscious. So now we are conscious and we have a sense of I-ness. There is an I who is speaking to you. And there is a you who is hearing what I am speaking. So where does our sense of I-ness come from? Now materialism answers by saying that there is no locus, there is no source for the sense of I-ness. There is no objective concrete source. It is just an illusion that has arisen from the tweaking, from the electrochemical signals that are going around in the brain cells. So, the fact is, what materialism implies is that our sense of I-ness is an illusion. That somehow the electrochemical signals have created by a combination. All that exists are material matter, and these material elements have combined together somehow in the brain to produce a mysterious phenomena called consciousness, and that has gives rise to our sense of selfhood. So essentially, we are required to disbelieve in our own existence, to consider our own existence to be an illusion. And the Bhagavad Gita rightly points to the folly of such a belief when it describes in 16.9, etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano alpa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmanah kshayaya jagatohitaha. So nashta atmano, the soul is destroyed by such a belief system. Nashta atmano. And then further, what does it say? That such a worldview is also destructive for the world itself. Prabhavanti ugra karmanah kshayaya jagatohitaha. It's unbeneficial for the world and it can be destructive for the world also. So now, why is it destructive? Because actually when we believe in materialism, if my sense of I-ness is illusion, because all my thought processes are also actually an illusion. They are nothing more than electrochemical signals streaking through the brain. And the results of this thought process are also another electrochemical pattern. So they actually don't have any meaning. So now materialism itself is also one such thought process. That means materialism is also just one electrochemical pattern. And so if we follow this chain of reasoning, then materialism makes materialism meaningless. Materialism makes materialism meaningless. That means when we believe in materialism and we follow a logical thread of thought, actually all meaning is destroyed, all thinking is destroyed, all fruit of thinking is destroyed, it becomes meaningless, and therefore materialism also becomes meaningless. So now we have to believe in a self-destroying and meaning-destroying philosophy. So isn't that a huge faith demand? To demand that I don't exist and nothing has any meaning? What a severe faith demand it is. Now we think that I have to put faith only in spiritual life. We don't think that I am putting faith in material life also. But we are putting a far, far stiffer, far, far more unreasonable faith, which requires a much stiffer price. Why are we putting such faith like this? Because no one challenges that far faith in materialism. Because most people today subscribe to materialism unthinkingly, and we also uncritically, with a herd mentality, follow the mass of people and believe in materialism. But if we are going to be hesitant about putting faith, then we should be far more hesitant about putting faith in materialism than in spirituality. Actually, spirituality is much more faith-worthy than materialism. Why? Because materialism doesn't offer any process for proving that there is no self. But spirituality offers us a process for proving our selfhood, proving our, the non-material essence of our selfhood. How is that? The Bhagavad Gita offers us the process of yoga, especially bhakti yoga, which raises our consciousness from the material to the spiritual level. And with that raised consciousness, we can experientially verify our non-material identity. And that's why putting faith in spirituality is much more intelligent, much more rational, and much more fruitful in terms of bringing meaning to our life than putting faith in materialism. Thank you. Hare Krishna.